Thanks for joining us. As Sully says every week from wherever you're joining us, we have something special to bring you here on iHeartRadio. And Sully is off this week. I'm here back from Daytona Beach and the Coca-Cola Zero Sugar 400. You can't hear the cars racing in the background, but I did for a whole weekend. Experiencing one Daytona, the new Daytona Autograph Collection Marriott Hotel, and Daytona International Speedway. So we're going to talk about that a little this week and just kind of how Daytona Beach is growing up, not just a beach town anymore, a lot going on, upscale accommodations and dining right around the racetrack. Just really excited to experience it firsthand and now kind of talk about it. Of course, we'll put all the information in the show notes and iHeart show page. One Daytona, onedaytona.com. Check that out. It's part of the growing trend of lifestyle and entertainment options going on and sprouting up around sports venues. So this is sprouting up around the Daytona International Speedway, a mix of dining, shopping, entertainment options, and really a destination in itself. Walking distance from and to and from the track, two different hotels, office space, so many things to do, easy to walk around, just a really friendly, vibrant environment, and something to do when you're not at the track or when you need a break from the track, and just kind of literally one-stop shopping right here, a great venue, lots of things right around the track at One Daytona. Again, check out One Daytona. .com. Where I stayed is the Daytona Autograph Collection Marriott Hotel, right across the street from Daytona International Speedway, walking distance, close to a bunch of restaurants, movie theater, many other entertainment options, shopping, AAA Four Diamond Marriott Autograph Collection property, 144 rooms, very unique, very comfortable, luxury suites, view of the Speedway, great lobby area. It really still does have the new car smell, just open literally because they pipe in that new car smell into the property. Moonshine cocktails are some of the featured things. Great food and fitness center. Just really everything. A great pool area with private cabanas. Just really everything you need. A great time away from the track, enjoying the great weather, sun, and fun in Daytona Beach. And then I got a nice tour. I hadn't been in a while to Daytona International Speedway. Completed a $400 million redevelopment of the Speedway. It was completed just about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago. Just a really comfortable racetrack now. Everything's new from the seats to kind of how it's organized around the track, concourses, more restrooms, concession stands, merchandise stands. The track is huge, of course, because it's a 2.5 mile oval racetrack, but really easy to walk around, and again, great views of the Speedway from pretty much wherever you are. So DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com, you want to check that out, and of course everything will be back there again for the Daytona 500 come January. But the summer race was great to check out too, and of course a lot of corporate guest opportunities and hospitality experiences available. So check that out for your next group or when you head to a race. If you're looking to get the racing experience with you behind the wheel, you can get that as well too, either riding or driving with the NASCARRacingExperience.com. And many people were taking the drive for about 8 minutes or a few laps down there, ride along on the high banks with a professional race car driver. It's voted the most popular driving experience really in the country. And, I mean, when else would you get a chance? You wouldn't get a chance to take laps at Daytona 500 like the NASCAR drivers do. Really a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You have a driver's meeting, you get proper training, and you drive an actual real NASCAR race car by yourself, have in-car communications with a personal spotter you can pass, you get a certificate, you have a chance to show off by buying merchandise, pictures, video, and your friends won't believe it. If you're a NASCAR fan, if you've ever thought of having a chance to drive around the big tri-ovals and the big tracks, here is your opportunity. And one other cute little thing, kind of tech-related, travel-related. got to see and surprise me, the public restrooms at the Daytona, at the hotel. Race fans are in for a surprise because when you walk into the public restrooms, kind of on the lobby level, motion detectors that sense someone's coming in, and then they play on the speakers in the restroom different clips of race finishes. So you feel like you're listening to a race finish. You hear the actual announcers. You hear the cars going by, and just really adds to and just solidifies the car and the racing theme that is at the hotel, but not hitting you over the head with it. You're not going to see racing memorabilia everywhere. You're going to see some cool things throughout the property, but again, it's not going to hit you over the head. And pay attention in your room, because the desk in your room is in the shape of a tri-oval for good reason. So a lot of little subtle details, attention to detail by the staff at the hotel. They do a great job. They're friendly. And glad to be able to talk about this on iHeartRadio this week. Too bad Sully wasn't here to listen. He's been at many NASCAR races. Sully actually is a closet NASCAR fan, and he'd be on board definitely with what's going on down there in Daytona Beach. So thanks for joining me this week. Back again next week. Rick Limpert here, and happy racing.